What up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. Folks, K-State Nation, we're not going to... Looking at the weather here, the upcoming rest of the week, including this weekend, I don't think we're going to see the sun for a while, folks. including the baseball. We're going to get a nice transition. K-State baseball coming off of a couple of thrilling games against Army and Stonehill the last 2 days. We're looking forward to playing Youngstown State this weekend, but the series has been moved due to rain and other stuff going on. It's been moved around. So it's not been canceled, but it's been moved around. So So Youngstown State series will still go on as planned, but things have changed as far as the game times go, right? All right, so Friday, I'll get this out. Sitting recording this on this Wednesday night. This will go out Thursday morning, so tomorrow morning this will go out immediately. Looks like now with these cold temps, as teams will now play Friday and Saturday at 4 in the afternoon, 4 p.m. at Toyn Family Stadium. And then Sunday, the series finale against Youngstown State will be at 10 in the morning. So I'll be coming back. I'll be in Kansas City this weekend, so I will not be able to catch these games. But I will get you guys. I'll probably do a whole series roundup of this since I'll be out of town and I will not have my laptop on me to do any records of the postcast. And that's also including the K-State men's and women's basketball games as well. More than definitely Thursday. I'll have to stay up late and get the especially with the TCU K-State one there. I have to do those. So want to get those out. Don't want to wait another day to do a delay to do those. So I'm gonna have to do those right off the bat. There and have those to you before I leave for KC this weekend. So, and then from there on, we're going to have to play a guessing game there until I get back. Especially if the men's were to move on to the next round, that's going to have to wait. So we're going to have to do a kind of a recap of all of these teams when I get back in town on Sunday and go from there. But yeah, the K-State baseball, it will go as planned. Not canceled, but it will go on as planned. But with this cold-ass weather and rain invading Manhattan here, beginning today, actually. The Penguins, Youngstown State, by the way. They were originally scheduled to play Friday night at 6 and Sunday at 1. But due to all this crazy Kansas weather, that's what you get for living here. But if you care for K-State, it's a great college town to be at. The best college town in the Big 12, folks, for that as well. And those still interested in attending one or more of these games this weekend here at Toyn Family Stadium, single game general admission tickets for all home games are just $5 when purchased in advance by visiting the website. Go check out kstatesports.com/tickets for more information. Again, that's www.kstatesports.com/tickets or by calling the 1-800-221-CATS. That's 2287, 1-800-221-2287. Or you can stop by the K-State Athletic Tickets Office in Bramlage anytime this weekend to get those tickets as well. All these games against Youngstown State Penguins will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and ESPN Plus app there as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on here this weekend. Big games up in Kansas City. That's where I'm going to be at. Men's, women's basketball, Big 12 tournament going on. Here in baseball, dancing around this crazy weather here. And I believe I think tennis is in action as well. I'm not 100% sure about that as well. Golf just wrapped up their first spring tourney of the year there, of the season as well. So again, K-State baseball, again, it's not canceled, like I originally said at the beginning of this daily edition, but the times have been moved around. It was originally 6 and 1, and I believe it was 4 as well on Saturday, but 4 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, game 1 and 2 against Youngstown State, K-State baseball, and then game 3, get your coffee, get your pancakes on, 10 in the morning for the series finale against Youngstown State. The Pearl Project Podcast, which gave you new to this pod. Welcome on board to this other K-State podcast that covers all things K-State, not just only football and men's basketball. We cover everything, all sports. So you love your cats, definitely this is the podcast for you. Make sure you subscribe and share it with your K-State friends, and feel free to leave a rate or a review of your choice as well. Hey, including no one or two stars as well. You can find me also on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. That's going to wrap it up on this baseball edition of the PBBD edition, folks. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.